John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He was supposed to be here in just a few weeks, but at least we've got him on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy, Christopher Titus. How's it going, Christopher?
I'm locked in my house with my wife for 4 weeks. How's it going with you?
But wait a second. You know, most comics, the wife stays home and they go out on the road. And I can understand now all of a sudden being home all the time for them. But you go on the road with your wife.
Yeah, she's a comic too, though. But I mean, we, you know, at least when we're on the road together, we have comedy to divert us. Now we're like in each other's face all the time. And I don't like waking up with her standing over me with a pillow. She said she was adjusting it. I'm like, what's like, if that doesn't seems kind of weird. And she just said, shh, you have the 19, and then put the pillow over my face. It's a weird time, man.
It is very, very strange. What's it like for you out in L.A.?
I have 400 rolls of toilet paper, so I just bought CAA. I own an agency now.
I see.
Well, by the way, here's the thing about this thing is I don't understand why this went down like this. I don't remember that Road Warrior movie where they fought over toilet paper. No one knew this was coming. How about you, man? I mean, are you guys in the studio together?
Yeah. No, we're all in the studio. We're in the studio every day. I mean, there's limited staff at the radio station. But we're here because, you know, we are essential workers. We got to keep a smile on everybody's face.
How do you know one's got the 19, though? Are you guys all living together, too? Is it like some bizarre sitcom where we sleep in the basement at night and then do the radio in the morning? Like, how does that work out?
We've been lucky enough that Dave's wife is at home with a brand new baby. My wife is working at home and only seeing me. Who's only seeing Dave and John, and John's wife would be...
Is talking to two dogs. So nobody's going anywhere.
We're all sheltered.
And the only place we actually go every day is from our houses to here, and then from here right back to our houses. So it's kind of simple.
All right. You're looking at me. It seems like, oh, I see there, right there.
Yeah, there was the cough. There was a little cough happening there, yeah.
That was a little dry cough.
And I'm feeling a little warm, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the last interview I'll ever do with you, Chris.
Oh, my God.
I'm in that upper age group.
I'm so sorry, John.
Is mom still alive?
No, mom's gone a while ago. But I spent a lot of time with mom when I was little. I used to go to bars with my mom. I mean, I didn't go with her. She took me. I wasn't like, yo, mom, I'm four. It's 10:30. Where's the party up in this bitch? What are we going to do?
Wait, at 4 years old, she was bringing you to bars with her?
Yeah. She took me to bars with her because babysitters cost like 3 drinks an hour.
What was her drink of choice?
Harvey Wallbanger. She needed that fourth Harvey Wallbanger. And we lived in North Hollywood at the time. And North Hollywood is a lot like Hollywood, except there's no money, mansions, or actors. You could call it Hollywood, I guess. And ironically, there were a lot of Oscars. But
that took a second.
I know, it always does. And we would go to these tiny, crappy 20-by-40-foot cinder block bars that dot the San Fernando Valley with the place with no windows to keep out the light and the hope.
Right.
And there's always the same guy at the bar drinking hard to figure out what his life went inside. He was in praying to God his lottery ticket hit so he could afford that stolen tourist replacement liver from Mexico. So, I'm four in a bar and nobody cared because my mom was super hot. So my quote-unquote uncles overlooked it. Oh, my God. I had many, yes. Oof. And these guys, they would be hitting on my mom and get me diverted by just giving me Coke after Coke after Coke. Because it's easy to control a toddler when it's in a sugar coma, I guess. And they'd always pack the Coke through those bar cherries. You guys had bar cherries.
Sure,
yeah, didn't you?
Sure.
Oh, my God. That is not fruit, man. Bar cherries were invented in a lab at Dow Chemical. I mean, they're all the same size, the same color. And by the way, there's no fruit in the world the color of a horny baboon's ass. There should be a class action suit for those of us had to have bar cherries as a kid. Like, I used a lot of bar cherries as a kid. To this day, do you still crap fuchsia? Dragons when you sleep? You could be entitled to compensation. Call the bar cherry hotline at 1-800. Mom is still in rehab. So when the bar one night, there's a band in the corner. It wasn't really a band. It was a guy with a snare drum, a guy with electric guitar, a guy with a tambourine, and then another guy with a tambourine. And the tambourine battles were fierce, even back it down. So But the band finishes its set, and they get up to go take a break, and my mom left with a quote-unquote uncle guitarist. And and I'm a four-year-old, and I see a drum set, so I decide I'm going to work on that solo from my Alvin and the Chipmunks album. So sit down. And here's my first memory. Everybody in that room was in there drinking hard to forget their children. And I'm in the corner, ba-da, da-da, ba-da. And nobody killed me. That's how hot my mom was.
Wow.
Yes. But after about 20 minutes, like most four-year-olds in a bar at midnight, I got up to go find mom, and I walked out the front door of the bar onto Victory Boulevard, right into the barrio. And I'm white now, man. When I was a kid, I was like Irish, German, and snowman. And I just start walking on the street in the middle of the night. I'm four, and I get picked up by LAPD.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, they knew I was lost. They didn't think I was turning tricks or anything. Yeah. You know? I mean, unless I was a prodigy. And my lips were red from the bar cherries. So, by the way, that joke is dedicated to the Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts of America. So, and the cops just start, they're like, why do you smell like vodka? I go, that's what's in a Harvey Wallbanger. And they put me in the back of the car, and we start driving around the block with mom. We come around the fourth time, mom is standing in front of the bar. You know, she's panicked because she knows damn well if she loses her little boy, that child support stops. Oh, she was upset. You could tell she loved me because her blouse was misbuttoned. I don't mean the bitterness. That joke sounded bitter, actually. And the cops get out of the car, and they just start yelling. They're like, excuse me, is this your son? He's a four-year-old boy walking the streets of Los Angeles. Well, what is you? You know, you should be nowhere near a child. Now take him back inside and get him some bar cherries and some martini olives so he has his fruits and vegetables. And the cops gave me back to her. Oh. And I look back on this day, and I always think, what would have happened had the cops taken me from her? I think I'd still be, you know, doing what I do. I'd just be doing crappy jokes about my foster parents, I guess. That's the first story of the new show we're doing, Carrying Monsters.
This is the live stream show that you're going to do on May 2nd?
Yeah. We got three cameras coming in, or four cameras coming in. We're shooting it like a real comedy show. You know, I've had a soundstage for many years.
Yeah. It used to be called The Garage.
Hey, The Garage. Yes. Shut up. I actually ran a real soundstage, my friend.
Okay.
But yes, it did used to be called The Garage. And I just thought, well, I've got this show. I might as well do it. So we're bringing like 10 people in for timing. And then we're going to set up the studio like a comedy club. It looks just like a comedy club. And on May 2nd, we're going to do 90 minutes of comedy at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time. And it's all brand new 90-minute show, man. This is stuff that I couldn't tell these stories for a long time, but then a bunch of people died. So now it's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is not going to be any attorneys involved now. So this show's all about getting through tragedies in life. Next, we all go through tragedies in life. And this is how life goes. Ready? Birth, life, tragedy, life, tragedy, life, tragedy, death. And if you don't think your life's going to go that way, congratulations on your medical marijuana card. Because that's how it's going to go. And all these horrible things have happened in my life growing up and stuff. And, you know, my ex-wife all the way through losing my kids. You know, on a lie. So I tell this whole story about, and I think we're all going through something right now that we need. We need to know that everybody's going through it too. Cause I keep thinking that you know, the weird part that's saving me is like every time I'm like, man, I can't go do comedy. Everything's closed. Like my entire job, because of this stupid disease, deals with people spewing stuff out of their mouth laughing. That's
what I was saying the other
job.
Day. Yep. Yeah. The comedians are the worst, most at risk.
Yeah, I'm not getting back on stage to 2023 in a club. So I want to do what we do. And so, you know, we're filming it like a comedy. It's going to look like any comedy special, except for everybody's going to be wearing masks. It's like I'm going to be performing for the Cartoon Burglar Society.
That's going to be hilarious. Yeah. That's good, because I was going to ask you, how are you going to put all these people in one room 6 feet apart and everyone's got a mask on? Oh, my God, it's going to look so funny in itself.
I just can't. It's just going to be the weirdest show. But, we're going to put, you know, cameras on me most time, but obviously I'll do some jokes about that. But the show got really good, and now I figured, well, you might as well do it, see if we can, you know, $10, you can watch almost 2 hours of comedy, and there you go. So, you know, that'll be on May 2nd. Saturday, Christopher Titus TV. If you go to the website, ChristopherTitus.com, you can sign up for it. And it's everybody keeps saying it's one of the best shows I've ever done, so I'm excited about it.
Well, Christopher Titus, his live stream special called Carrying Monsters will be on Christopher Titus TV. You can go to YouTube.com/ChristopherTitusTV to see what he's put up. But if you want to see this special, you got to go to ChristopherTitus.com, and it'll only cost you $10, and I promise you, it will be worth it. You will love it to death.
All right, kids, off to school to be ridiculed. Let's go.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.